Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 21, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Walmart-owned Flipkart enters the Indian food retail business. GOL adds payment option via SafetyPay. Commerce Tools raises US$145. Laos Bank, wallet to facilitate WeChat Pay and Alipay payments. MasterCard rolls out payment on delivery solution. Hainan Golden raises $141 million in funding round led by Tencent. PNC automates faster payments choice for corporate treasurers. WEX CEO prepares for outcome of 2020 election. Bank of America optimizes AP supplier payment channels. The many faces of employee fraud. Citi on supply chain finance in an age of global uncertainty. Open banking expands its horizons for small business FinServe. Now let's get started. Walmart-owned Flipkart enters the Indian food retail business. India-based Flipkart has announced it is entering the food retail business, as the e-commerce company seeks to expand its reach in the country. In compliance with local laws, Flipkart has registered an entity called Flipkart Farmermart Private Limited, which will focus on food retail, said a company representative in a statement to TechCrunch. According to them, the extended business is part of an effort to support local agriculture as well as the food processing industry in the country. The company is already working with hundreds of thousands of small farmers for the business. The announcement comes as Flipkart's rival Amazon starts expanding its food retail business in India. The company has already committed to invest about US$500 million in the course of the next 5 years to build its own private label food products and engage with third-party sellers. GOL adds payment option via SafetyPay. GOL has just made a new payment option available for customers through SafetyPay Brazil digital alternative payment method platform, in partnership with CAIXA. SafetyPay Brazil allows purchasing tickets with online transactions with real-time confirmation. To use the new payment method, users must book their tickets up to 4 days before the flight date, through the company's sales channels, app, website or Vogal stores, and choose the lottery option. Upon completion, the amount must be paid within 24 hours in one of the 13,000 lottery houses or CAIXA's more than 4,100 branches, available in all municipalities of the country. Once completed, the customer will receive an email or SMS with the flight confirmation. The addition complements the payment methods offered by the company, which includes major credit and debit card brands, GOL cards, Visa Checkout, MasterPass, PayPal, UATP, Bank Transfer and Smiles and Money. Commerce Tools raises US$145. Commerce Tools, a Germany-based startup that provides a set of APIs that power e-commerce sales, has raised US$145 million in funding led by Insight Partners. The funding comes at the same time that Commerce Tools is getting spun out by REWE, a German-based retail and tourist services giant that acquired the startup in 2015 for an undisclosed amount. Commerce Tools had been acquired by REWE as part of a strategy to take some of its own e-commerce tech in-house, but Commerce Tools had always continued to work with outside clients. Current companies include Audi, Bang & Olufsen, Carhartt, Yamaha and some big names in retail products and services. Ultimately, the decision was taken to bring in outside funding and spin out the businesses as an independent startup once again to supercharge that growth. REWE will remain a significant shareholder with this deal. Commerce Tools has no plans to expand to smaller companies, nor is there any strategy in place to extend into logistics. Instead, it wants to use the funding to continue expanding its business in North America and other parts of the world, as well as to continue building up its B2B2B offering, another area where it will continue to figure where it can play better as in the development of better online-to-offline technology. Laos Bank, wallet to facilitate WeChat Pay and Alipay payments. Banque pour le commerce extérieur Lao Public (BCEL) has partnered with Hong Kong mobile payments services provider Wallet to allow Lao merchants to accept mobile payments through WeChat Pay and Alipay. Through the partnership, business customers of BCEL will be able to accept mobile payments through Chinese mobile wallets WeChat Pay and Alipay. Meanwhile, Chinese tourists will be able to pay using one of these two popular mobile payments platforms at over 10,000 merchants in Laos, including supermarkets, shopping malls, hotels and tourist attractions. The collaboration between BCEL and Wallet will also see the two companies working together to integrate more mobile payments options to meet the basic requirement of local merchants and users. Hong Kong-based startup Wallet specializes in mobile payments, providing several products such as an aggregated payment solution, a digital wallet, and an electronic card system. Prior to its collaboration with Wallet, BCEL had partnered with UnionPay International to launch UnionPay QR code service for the first time in the country, enabling local merchants to accept QR code payments. BCEL also operates its own mobile payments platform, called OnePay, which allows users to pay anyone, anywhere directly from their bank account using QR codes. MasterCard rolls out payment on delivery solution. MasterCard has unveiled payment on delivery, a new solution allowing businesses to pay a supplier in real time when receiving goods or services. The company is piloting the program with PNC Bank, which leverages the RTP network from the Clearing House for real-time payments clearing and settlement capabilities. MasterCard will roll this out to industries with complex distribution networks and supply chains, solving several challenges such as onerous paperwork, manual processes, and complicated reconciliation largely driven by the use of cash and checks. The first use case will center on alcohol distribution. MasterCard will partner with Enterprise Resource Planning (ERP) provider Rutherford & Associates to facilitate payments in the regulation-ridden wine and spirits distribution industry. With payment on delivery, suppliers receive instant access to funds and rich information associated with the transaction, leading to better insights into cash flow. Both buyers and suppliers can improve operational efficiency through easy reconciliation and can eliminate any risk that comes from carrying or storing cash or checks. Payment on delivery is part of the MasterCard Track portfolio of business applications, which taps into real-time payment messaging capabilities so that the supplier's bank can push a request for payment directly to the business, and the business can pay immediately on delivery with instant reconciliation on the back end. MasterCard plans to partner with ERP providers and banks to expand distribution and adoption of this solution in the U.S. Hainan Golden raises $141 million in funding round led by Tencent. Hainan Golden Technology Co. announced that it has raised $1,141 million USD in a Series B funding round, led by Chinese tech giant Tencent. Shenzhen Capital Group Co., CDH Investments, China Investment Corp., and China Finance Fund, as well as existing investors Hillhouse Capital, Wanda Group, Prometheus Capital and IDG Capital all participated in the funding round. Hainan Golden already closed $1 billion in a Series A funding round from CDH Investments, IDG Capital and Hillhouse Capital last year, as well as $200 million in an angel round in 2017, according to China Money Network. Founded that same year as a subsidiary of Tencent, Hainan Golden provides solutions to businesses including catering, hospitality, retail and property management, with clients such as Didi Chuxing, China Unicom, China Telecom, China Mobile and FedEx. The company also has an invoicing platform, WEDEX, which uses blockchain technology to combine the issuing, receiving, preserving and verifying of invoices into one system. Hainan Golden plans to use the new funds to further invest in blockchain, and create a WeChat mini program for the transportation industry. In addition, Hainan Golden revealed that the Etc. Assistant, its platform for toll transactions, already has 30 million users, which is 20% of the national total. Tencent founded Hainan Golden after the Chinese government called for the use of invoicing in 2015. 4 billion invoicing bills were issued last year, and that number is expected to reach 54.5 billion in 2022. Last year, China Merchants Bank (CMB) announced that it had become the first bank in the country to issue blockchain electronic invoices. In March, the country revealed that it had issued its first blockchain-based electronic invoice for a subway ride. The invoice, issued at the Futian Station of the Shenzhen Metro, was developed by the Shenzhen Municipal Taxation Bureau with the help of Tencent. The system has already issued more than 1 million electronic subway invoices, totaling up to 1.33 billion. PNC automates faster payments choice for corporate treasurers. PNC Treasury Management is rolling out a new solution designed to optimize corporate treasurers' B2B payments. In a press release Friday, October 18, PNC announced its intelligent payment routing capabilities, which allows treasurers to generate a payment file and then have PNC automatically determine which payment channel should be used to execute the transaction. The decision will be made based upon an array of factors, including which payment method offers the lowest cost to the payer, enables the fastest delivery, and other parameters pre-established by the treasurer client. Options for payment methods will include real-time payment (RTP), same-day ACH or next-day ACH, with PNC planning to incorporate a wire transfer option in the first quarter of next year. In a statement, PNC Treasury Management Executive Vice President and Head of Product and Operations Chris Ward said the automated payments optimization tool enables treasurers and other financial executives to use their time more strategically. Our clients have enough to focus their energies on without needing to also be experts when it comes to payments, he said. As a leader within the space, we have the expertise and solutions in place to determine the best method of executing a payment with robust reporting capabilities that add peace of mind. PNC noted that it will deploy its own automated payments routing solution within its employee expense reimbursement program to optimize reimbursement payments made to staff. The tool will incorporate employees' bank direct deposit information obtained from payroll, while also using the existing NACHA origination file to route the payment in real time if the technology determines that the employee is eligible to receive payments via RTP. If not, the payment will then automatically be initiated via ACH. The financial institution noted that it was an early adopter of faster payment solutions like RTP when it launched 2 years ago. WEX CEO prepares for outcome of 2020 election. CEO Melissa Smith of commercial payments company WEX said that the firm is bracing for volatility in 2020. In an interview with Bloomberg, Smith noted that the company is keeping a close watch on consumer confidence measures and trade talks ahead of the U.S. presidential election, and that business volume is just a hair soft. The company offers payment services for private and government fleets, as well as travel and insurance companies, and provides management services for healthcare benefits. Smith said that a win for Senator Elizabeth Warren in the election would likely be neutral for WEX because we're not a bank. She added that any changes in the health insurance industry after the election is likely to have no impact on the company's position, as even progressive Democrats offer accounts. WEX's shares have gotten a 50% boost this year, and the company has been busy making deals to expand its scale, technology, and geographic reach. Last week, it announced a partnership with MasterCard to issue virtual cards in the United Arab Emirates. In July, WEX acquired GoFuel Card, headquartered in the Netherlands. That same month, the company announced an expansion of its collaboration with Visa, allowing WEX to issue Visa virtual commercial cards for its corporate clients in the US, Canada, and Europe. At the same time, WEX also revealed an expansion of its collaboration with Shell in a deal that spread the acceptance of WEX mobile fleet payment technologies to various Shell locations. Just last month, the company announced a new business segment under its corporate payments division, created to address the payment needs of financial institution (FI) clients. WEX reported that it already processes nearly $70 billion worth of transactions on its platform, and nearly half of that is on behalf of FIS. Bank of America optimizes AP supplier payment channels. Bank of America is rolling out a new solution for professionals in accounts payable departments to automatically choose which payment method to pay their suppliers. An announcement issued late last week said Bank of America is launching its accounts payable optimization offering, a tool that analyzes corporate clients' supplier bases to decide which payment method is most appropriate for which vendor. The solution supports commercial card, wire, and ACH payment rails, or can also initiate supply chain financing for invoice payments. Bank of America will initiate payments based on that analysis, using its Bank of America Merle's card, payments, supply chain finance and FX payments offerings. According to BofA Merrill Head of Channels and Global Commercial Banking for Global Transaction Services Hubert J.P. Jolly, the solution addresses the challenge that accounts payable professionals face when manually analyzing their supplier payment needs and preferences. Besides releasing our clients' treasury teams from manual tasks, the tool delivers actionable data that helps improve a company's own cash flow and supplier relationships, he said. Corporates using the tool will upload a single file for all treasury payables, including supply chain finance invoices, via the BofA Merrill's CashPro Connect file payments platform. Bank of America noted that its accounts payable optimization solution was first piloted earlier this year with select corporate clients, and is now available to all corporate customers of the bank. Last month, Bank of America announced that it was joining the blockchain-powered Marco Polo platform to enable supply chain financing for its business customers. Last year, Bank of America's Jolly spoke with PYMNTS for its March B2B API tracker, explaining the opportunities of APIs to support B2B payments optimization. In the past, clients would have to manually download the same data every day and rearrange it so they could track it in whichever format they typically use, he said. Now, they can just call upon those APIs and download the data in whatever format they want to use. That's a better service experience for our clients. The many faces of employee fraud. Corporate fraud comes in many colors, but for many businesses, the most unexpected threat is the one looming from within company walls. This week, IBM announced a collaboration with Ross Seafoods to develop a blockchain solution to address supply chain fraud in the seafood industry, including cases of incomplete documentation and mislabeling. Distributed Ledger Technology, DLT, is also the tool of choice for Chainvine, which uses blockchain to mitigate against the risk of supply chain fraud in the wine industry, the Financial Times reported last week. But among the most common types of internal employee fraud is expense fraud, in which workers deliberately inflate figures on an expense report to be reimbursed for more than they should receive from their employer. American Express recently pointed to this risk with its announcement last week of a new small business credit card product for Canadian SMBs, a tool that integrates Amex's automated protection against employee misuse. But it's not the only way employees can steal company cash. Payroll fraud is another common occurrence, and this week's Data Digest reveals not just cases of expense fraud, but also various methods of payroll fraud, including inflating overtime figures and stealing payroll checks. As the latest cases reveal, key tactics to address this risk include employee background checks, stronger oversight of employee activity and migration away from paper checks and manual data entry toward electronic and automated platforms. Plus, this week's Data Digest looks into an alleged money laundering ring, exposing the risks involved in multinational, multi-account corporate banking. $32.36 million, this is the suspected value of a VAT fraud scam that Ireland's Garda National Economic Crime Bureau is investigating, local reports said last week. Fraud investigators made an arrest in their investigation on suspicion of the tax scam, which involved the laundering of money through corporate bank accounts at a range of financial institutions across Ireland and Northern Ireland, with large sums of money transferred across borders. Law enforcement warned that the scam is complex, involving parties in multiple jurisdictions including supplier companies, VAT-registered corporates, corporate customers and others within the supply chain. $146,800, this is the estimated value of fraudulent overtime charges that four Long Island Railroad workers within New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA, reportedly filed with their employer. MTA's Inspector General dubbed the alleged fraudulent overtime as excessive and unsubstantiated, Newsday reports stated, explaining that the workers padded their overtime hours by inflating travel time to and from their assignments. In a letter, MTA Inspector General Carolyn Pokorny pointed to a lack of managerial oversight and a lack of reliable employee time and attendance documentation as key factors in the case. $58,882.32, an Ohio couple was ordered to pay this amount in restitution after being convicted of grand theft and forgery. Prosecutors say the couple forged payroll checks to steal funds from their employer, posing those payments as legitimate payroll transactions to employees no longer with the company. According to FEO.com reports, one of the convicted individuals had been convicted of wire fraud and mail fraud in another state, a case not only highlighting the risk of payroll fraud, but also the importance of employee background checks. 53% of UK businesses surveyed by Caxton say they don't have an expense policy in place, which exposes businesses not only to the risk of wasteful employee spending, but of expense fraud as well. More than one-third of professionals surveyed said they feel they lack control over employee spending limits. As our research shows, said Caxton Chief Commercial Officer Jane Emma Peerless in a statement, automating expense management is unlikely to eliminate fraud and misuse completely, but it does shine a torch on it at an earlier stage. City on supply chain finance in an age of global uncertainty. Trade wars. Tariffs. Brexit. Beyond the headlines and stock market gyrations, beyond the speeches from politicians and academics, lies the very real impact of geopolitics on supply chains. Trade corridors are refashioned. At a high level, trade is global in scope and, increasingly, firms do business with each other 24/7, 365 days a year. Drilling down a bit, firms are shifting the ways they source, buy and manufacture a range of goods and services, and where they do it. Buyers and suppliers are seeking better economics for, and control over, their interactions with one another, looking to mitigate the shocks of currency fluctuations. The last mile. New challenges emerge, then, for that last part of the last mile for supply chains, namely, payments. In an interview with Karen Webster, John Ahern, Managing Director and Global Head of Trade for Citi's Treasury and Trade Solutions business, said the B2B landscape is being reconfigured in ways that are likely permanent. It's been well documented that, amid the tariff wars, U.S. firms have shifted production lines from China to other countries, such as Vietnam, where the costs of production are lower. Brexit, too, is another example of how long-standing trade flows can be disrupted in a hurry. Ahern said firms have been stockpiling goods in UK warehouses as a way to safeguard against the vagaries of how a Brexit deal is, or ISNT, finalized, and to meet local demand. You're seeing major disruptions, said Ahern of cross-border activity. It's a transition, and you can't just move a major production facility overnight. It's a process, and as you start that process, you need to get all the infrastructure in place. If the trade wars were settled tomorrow, I don't see a lot of these transaction flows coming back. Companies navigating new trade corridors in Europe, Asia, and elsewhere, using supply chain finance will have to onboard new suppliers and arrange different terms. The online advantage. All of that can be made easier through online platforms. Supply chain finance platforms can smooth the lumpiness of B2B payments done across borders, in part by streamlining the process of converting currencies and navigating foreign exchange (FX) rates. Consider the traditional process. A firm based in the US may transact with a supplier in Hong Kong, and pay the supplier in US dollars. On the other side of that transaction, the Hong Kong-based business must convert the USD to Hong Kong currency. That can be an inefficient process, especially for the supplier, which pays fees and may wait days for transactions to settle. On a larger scale, the certainty of payments done through online portals and financing helps cement supply chains, said Ahern, and can even create competitive advantages. As buyers morph their supply chains into new countries, he added, they can be attractive to smaller suppliers that want to get paid almost immediately. Ahern noted that supplier finance, in general, helps buyers manage their days payable outstanding, DPO. In essence, the buyers offer their credit ratings to entice suppliers to discount their receivables to get paid faster. The buyers get to stretch payment terms, for example, to 45 days from 30 days. That's been the operating principle behind the Citi Supplier Finance platform, which has been in place for about 12 years, and is offered through the company's Treasury and Trade Solutions unit. The banking giant said on Monday, October 21, that it had enhanced the supplier finance function with a new interface via WorldLink Payment Services, which offers cross-border payment capabilities across 195 countries and 145 currencies. Through the platform, large U.S.-based buyers can continue to pay dollars to Citi, and Citi will automatically convert and pay suppliers in preferred local currencies at, what Ahern termed, a more attractive rate than would be charged by a local institution. Smaller suppliers stand to benefit from that arrangement, he explained, as they are typically the ones paying the most expensive rates for FX conversion and credit. The whole goal here is to have a win-win for buyers and suppliers, Ahern said, even as they grapple with a dynamically changing trade environment. Open banking expands its horizons for small business. FinServ. The evolution of financial services has opened the door for open banking to take place. While in the UK, Europe and elsewhere, regulations mandate that financial institutions open up customer data to third-party platforms, in the US, market forces have created a similar, open banking-friendly environment, even without regulatory requirements. But open banking itself is enduring an evolution, too, as FinServ players explore new use cases for data interconnectivity. While the paradigm was initially looked at as a positive disruptor for consumer financial services at a time of a surge in personal finance mobile app development, increasingly, the framework is setting its sights on the small business banking sphere, and exploring opportunities for financial institutions to integrate SMB client data with third-party enterprise apps like Enterprise Resource Planning (ERP) platforms and accounting software. Now, a potential new phase in the evolution of open banking is taking shape, one that focuses less on providing interconnectivity for SMB-facing fintech, and instead turns to opportunities for the banks themselves to benefit from data integrations. This strategy was demonstrated in the recent announcement from Codit, a UK-based fintech enabling SMBs to integrate their back-office platforms with each other via API. The company recently announced it has joined 5degrees Open Banking Marketplace, enabling Codat's SMB clients to connect their accounting platforms with their bank accounts in what Codit co-founder and chief operating officer Alexander Cardona described as an open accounting framework, according to the company's press release. Speaking with PYMNTS, Cardona discussed the opportunity the SMB accounting industry has to embrace open banking and API connectivity in use cases that reach beyond straightforward data sharing between company bank accounts and accounting portals. Accounting platforms are increasingly positioning themselves at the center of the small business ecosystem, he said, adding that this evolution makes a lot of sense with many companies considering the accounting portal the single source of truth for company finances. While the ERP platform may have been considered that single point of truth for larger corporates, the accounting platform has the opportunity to act in a similar fashion for SMBs and, via open banking frameworks, holds valuable information that can be used to develop value-added services on top of that platform. When it comes to open banking, currently accounting platforms are taking advantage by allowing their customers to synchronize their banking transactional data into their accounting system, Cardona said. However, we see this as just the beginning. Expanding use cases. Some accounting solutions, including Xero and QuickBooks, have introduced value-added features like the ability to initiate payments from within their solutions as a result of this data connectivity capability, he said. Codat's joining of the Open Banking Marketplace is targeting a new use case, enabling banks to connect into accounting data to more quickly and accurately underwrite SMB loans. According to Cardona, accounting data is in a unique position to ease some of the largest challenges of SMB lending. For the borrowers themselves, those challenges include a lackluster end-user experience involving manual data entry and aggregation to apply for financing, a process Cardona said can feel like a second job. For the banks themselves, inaccurate or incomplete information makes loan underwriting not only less efficient, but potentially more risky, leading to more expensive financing rates. And because the application process is so long, he noted, by the time the bank does collect all the necessary information, the data is likely a few months old. At best, information from Companies House, the UK's registrar of companies, is outdated. At worst, it's borderline useless for lenders, according to Cardona. And because the majority of credit bureaus rely on Companies House data to assess SMBs, there is a significant gap in which a company's position may change dramatically, and that change will not be reflected in their credit score. Expanding open banking's horizons. The adoption of an open banking framework to mitigate SMB loan risk, promote up-to-date credit scoring and streamline the underwriting process is one example of how data integration with SMB accounting platforms are taking center stage in a new financial services FinServe market paradigm. Cardona said he expects to see more ways emerging for accounting portals to introduce value-added services to SMBs and target other points of friction for service providers. Further, he noted, there are other financial platforms with a similar open banking opportunity. He pointed to an example in which an engineering company uses a personnel management software package, which should feed payroll information directly into their payroll platform, which in turn should feed payment information directly into their bank. American Express announced last week a new solution designed for startups and entrepreneurs that connects these small business owners with a commercial card, which is in turn integrated into that business bank account. That data connectivity, the bank noted, allows the issuer to offer startups a dynamic credit limit based on real-time bank account information, another application of the open banking framework taking shape in SMB financial services. Of course, key to taking full advantage of open banking, noted Cardona, is ensuring that SMBs have digitized their accounting and other financial processes. Accountants have done a great job over the last few years moving their clients onto cloud-based accounting packages, but there's still a lot of work to do, he said, adding that often, SMBs can lack the resources to initiate change, or may even be afraid of it, although he noted that regulatory initiatives can help drive digitization. Technological change takes time, often for good reasons, he said, and if small businesses stay ahead of the curve, the future is bright. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.